Hey, welcome to Girls in Heels. On today's show, we have lots of pop culture stuff to talk about. I just found out something fascinating about Kesha that I'm going to share. It's exclusive, as a matter of fact. I'm going to share it with you guys exclusively, because probably by the time this airs, the article I'm writing for She Knows will not have been posted yet. So you're going to get some top insider information about the whole Kesha thing.
Nice.
And then you guys had a very interesting week. You were at Teresa Giudice's book launch.
Yes,
and,
in New York
City. You just, sadly, I'm so sorry for your friend. You just came from Big Ange's funeral and you'd gone to the wake and all that. So, first of all, I just want to say that my condolences to you about your friend. And she was so beloved.
Yes.
That, I mean, I knew people liked her. I knew they watched the show. Twitter blew up like it was Michael Jackson.
Beyond loved. It really was so beautiful. Like, serious, like a legend. When I say that, she really just made such a mark in this world.
Now, what was it about her? Like, how did she connect to so many people? Like, because I only knew her a little bit. I interviewed her once when I was a PLJ and I think once on my own radio show. And that was it. She was lovely and great and fabulous. But I didn't realize that she had this connection with the world.
She was real.
You know what it is? I have to say, like, Nicole and I know her from when, oh my God, from our teens, our late teens. We were about like 16, I would say. So that's how everyone was asking, how do you know her? How do you know her? We know her from way back when. And she
from
was
Brooklyn.
Always Big Ange from Brooklyn. You know, Reno opened up a restaurant. I was, 20 years old when he opened up his first restaurant. She was always in there with all her friends. And we've always had mutual friends. Like, just the neighborhood, the neighborhood girls. We would all go to, you know, Pastels, the club, and, you know, my restaurant, Ario, at the time, you know, that we had, Reno and I. So all her friends, like, you know, Margot, and then, you know, my good friend Kim Capone, that's very close with her, and, you know, my friend Anthony. So there's
Diane.
And Diane. So we've always had mutual friends, and we've always seen, not that I was very good friends with her, but always just, like, from the neighborhood, hey, how are you?
Sure.
Reno, you know, got close over the years. So a lot of my good friends are very good friends with her. So knowing her from then, and then being on Mob Wives, and then us being even on the Jersey Housewives, I really didn't get to see her much over the last few years. I would see her at the restaurant, and we would see her. She would come in with her kids and her family.
Well, her show was VH1, yours was Bravo,
VH1.
So you weren't even swimming in the same water.
No, exactly.
Like, that kind of thing, right?
But, you know, I used to see her way back, I would say, when we used to
I would
all
say there's a connection
out.
Growing up
there's
in Brooklyn.
There's such a connection.
There's a connection
right.
with girls. We were girls, no matter what. We knew her before she was Big Ange, before
right.
she was, you know.
Before the publicity. But you know what? She always was, she always just made you laugh. Like, I remember from even back in my 20s, like, I was talking to my friend Diane Gattulo. She's on Facebook, and she's such a doll. And seeing her at the wake yesterday and seeing her at the funeral mass this morning, she's like, there was just so much fun. Like Nicole said, Brooklyn girls, there's something very unique. She just always made everyone smile. Everything always was big about her. You know what I mean? She was amazing. Her big lips, her big boobs, her big personality. She was just like a love. And that's what me and my mom were talking about. She just, no one could say anything bad about her. She just always made people smile. She was always, and our friend Vinny was saying too, Madunio, who's a very good friend of hers and who's a singer as well. You guys have to get his CDs. He's amazing. He was saying he gave the eulogy yesterday.
And I want to get a copy of it because I have to read it. I mean, I missed it when I had left the wake last night.
We were there in the afternoon.
So I missed the eulogy.
He was talking about her being so human.
And charitable,
like charity and humanity. And that's so huge today. Like, that's what I find so amazing about Angela Big Ange. She really made her mark in this world. And seeing somebody pass so young and so good, it really makes us all question, like, wow, like, how do you want, you really kind of delve into yourself, like, how do you want people to see you when your day is up? You know
right,
what I mean?
Right.
To listen to the eulogy and to hear so much about her, like, about humanity and charity, she really was human. She was very real, you know? There was
just a little bit about her. So she had cancer. It was in remission, and it was all but gone as far as she was concerned.
It was gone,
and
yeah.
then what happened that she was diagnosed again?
Then she went back to the doctor and she thought
it
was
throat
cancer, and then it had spread to
But her. Then it went away, and then it was gone, and she beat it. I think for some reason, I'm thinking maybe even twice. And then when she went back, she found out it was her brain.
It went to her brain.
And that it was just so sad. And that's what, and it just happened so fast. And that's what broke my heart, I think, like seeing her sister today and yesterday, Janine. I was like, she was like, your sisters, you know what I'm missing. And that just broke
you
my
get
heart.
Right.
That's what made me, I think, just like break down. Like,
and when
oh
you
my.
Read everything on Facebook, what Janine is writing just about sisters and how much she's going to miss her, it's like,
the priest, it's even the Monsignor priest. Today, Quesada, and Father Jamie, who everybody knows from the neighborhood. That's what I love about Brooklyn. It's like, oh my gosh, like he even said, I have this picture on my desk of me and Big Ange. Like, he loved her. Like, she was just funny. She
was
very
loved
warm.
By everyone.
She really was loved she by was. Everyone. I, you know what? I don't even maybe think that I even realized because I just knew her as Big Ange from growing up with her, from the neighborhood.
Right.
So I guess I don't, I didn't even realize her fame because I'm so not into that. You know me. I just
right,
know her as Big Ange. And just like people when they look at Nicole and I, oh my God, you're Housewives. I'm like, no, we're still the
we
twins.
We grew up together.
We're the twins. And
were,
that's
were there
it.
Fans there at the funeral? Was it all just family and friends and people who knew her?
No, they were fans. There was actually a line out
oh,
the
yeah,
door.
Tell about the wake. It was
the wake was, I have to say, it was
so
beautiful. Beautifully done. Angela, Big Ange looked so beautiful. She really did.
They were taking phones when you walked in.
They were
not our phones because they knew us.
People
but if you were a fan, they would take
you
your phone
fan,
number.
When you walked in, you gave your phone. They had a number, and you got your phone on the way out. So there was a big line outside. People, family, and friends. You know, we just walked right up. But there was a huge line of fans outside for her. But the, they
there
did
was disco
wake.
Music playing.
So this was so beautiful.
Wow.
You walked in,
disco
and Angela,
music.
Big Ange wanted to be like
she really
a
wanted in Pastels, the nightclub
she
that we all went to.
She wanted Pastels that we all went to because that's where we grew up and we had the best memories. I'm telling you, there was nothing
it was
like
Brooklyn,
growing up
it's
in
Brooklyn at
Brooklyn.
Its best.
Brooklyn at its best until this day, though, still.
I know.
We could even like laugh out of like being all together because
she wanted a celebration.
She wanted a celebration,
and you saw a lot of your old friends from back in the
day
too,
yes.
Right?
Oh,
yeah.
Oh,
that must have been nice.
We still see. I still see all of them if I go to Ponte Vecchio's, Teresa's restaurant on Thursday night. Which Reno said, you know what? He told her friend Diane, "I want to have something for her this Thursday night at the restaurant, like."
Like a
in memory of her,
a
tribute.
She used to come Thursday night.
She used to come in on Thursday night with all the girls and have so much fun. So, God willing, we'll do that this Thursday. But anyhow, she wanted it to be a celebration. So when you walked in, you had all her favorite disco music playing. You had a montage of, you know, just great pictures and memories of her with all the girls.
Aww. The most beautiful flowers ever.
The most
big
beautiful.
Lips.
I got to tell you. You know what?
And, what was the saying?
She's looking down. You know, her saying was, get over it. So in pink and white,
they
you know,
get over
flowers.
It,
they had
a big sign.
They had get over
no,
it.
No, that's great.
And they had, it
the
was
drunken
great.
Monkey.
They had the drunken monkey. That was her bar in Bay Ridge. So they had a gorgeous Chianti bottle. Thank you, Teresa. With
so Brooklyn.
The wine.
Chianti,
the wine.
Wait, I'm from Brooklyn too. So when she said that, I didn't even flinch.
So listen,
like the fact that you corrected her, I was like, oh
Chianti,
right, yeah, that's not it.
But your friend, the Chianti, right? The Chianti pouring out into the monkey's mouth. The drunk, and it's a drunken monkey, and the most gorgeous pair of red lips. Forget about it. And then just beautiful. Oh, Chanel. Like these floral arrangements were so Big Ange. Again, it's like
everything.
Go big, go
big,
go
home.
Right.
And that was it. Everything was big. And she just looked beautiful. Hmm. She had on her mink, her beautiful black mink coat, and her makeup, and her nails were done beautifully. She looked beautiful. Her makeup was done beautifully. She had a beautiful silk scarf wrapped around her head.
It's so, you know what? It was so sad. But then at the same time, it was so beautiful. Like her, I saw seeing her good friends that were there. Just really, it was such
you
a
see a person by the like
it was
you
so
said.
Bittersweet.
But didn't
it was
the
like
event
it was,
feel didn't feel like the wake and the funeral? Didn't it feel like because it seems like it's so her? Didn't it feel like she should have been there? Like
yes,
how is she not here?
That's
I felt like she was
going to
wake up any second and be like, "All right, come on, let's go."
Right?
Like,
yeah,
let's
go, babies.
Yeah.
Like,
let's
yeah,
go, babies.
I know.
Yeah.
That's what I just.
So has it dawned on you that you've lost a friend? Because it's hard. It's one thing if you lose like a parent, a grandparent. I mean, that stuff is incredibly sad, but it's sort of normal life. You basically lost one of your friends.
You know what it is? You know what it is? Like I said, her really good friends that I know, my heart was breaking for them. Like I said, you know.
Because
I was talking to her friend Diane and her friend Kim and her friend,
of
you know.
Girls.
So like, and I text them all like, I'm so sorry for your loss because I know what she meant to you.
Right.
Because I know, I would be dying inside if that was one of my good friends. And it is upsetting to me as well, but I saw her good friends that were like sisters to her.
Right.
She grew up with them in a sense where those were her besties, you know? So it's just so strange to me because it's someone that you just know that's always there. Big Andrew's like a staple in Brooklyn, Staten Island. You know, at my restaurant on a Thursday night, you know, you could see her and her friends, and that's what's going to be so strange. Someone that was kind of just a neighborhood person that I'm always used to seeing in my restaurant, oh my gosh, that's not going to be there anymore. And for me, knowing her, now I'm in my 40s, I was 16 years old, me and my girlfriends used to go out to the nightclubs.
She's always
she
been
was
part
a little
of your
bit
life.
Older
yeah,
than
huh?
us, but we always looked up to her, you know
right,
what I'm
right,
saying?
Sure.
Where she just got along with everyone, any age, any whatever. So that's what's going to be so strange, like Big Angie's not here anymore. You don't expect people to die young. And that's what's so right. hurtful, and that's what's so upsetting. And that is just, that's just...
But you know,
it's a tragedy.
It's so true. We were talking about coming into rest. Like you always say, we know how to live our life and we know how to treat people and live your day to the fullest. But when you go to wakes and funerals, it makes you rethink everything like all over again. And you still think you could do so much more.
Right.
Like, we think we're doing enough.
You
and
think
then all
you're
of
good
a sudden,
people, but then you say, you want to do better.
Right. Like you think we're living a good life and you think we're treating people good. And then when you see like, a loss, you say to yourself.
A loss of one of your contemporaries.
A loss of someone who we
yes.
knew who
right.
was always around. You say to yourself, wow, like, what else more can I do? Like, when Father
so
Jamie
else,
and Father Cassad,
Martina
Cassad, like, when they were talking
saying,
today.
Everybody, like
she
Big Ange would want everyone to come to church. Big Ange, if she was here right now, would be saying,
she
everyone
helped children
come
who
back
had
to
cancer.
The church.
And they would say, like, come back to the church. Like, everyone really does, like, have to...
So let me ask you guys individually. So Nicole, is anything going to change in your life as a result that you were there? Did you have any revelations or anything that you thought, I'm going to do this more, or this less?
I think something that I always know, but to really just, I think, also have more patience with people. And
I was
really,
just going
to
say that more. It's so.
Well, I told you, that's my remind every day. My Galatians 5:22, love, patience, kindness. But people also in the past, too, I kind of forgot about. And
that's what I think. You know what? That's what made me realize,
it
too.
It made me realize, too. Like,
knowing
being back
her
in Brooklyn.
Just from the neighborhood and just seeing her. I would only see her in the restaurant because nobody's in the club scenes anymore. You know, that's where we still see each other. The club scenes and the bars and the whole bit. So, no, Pastels isn't open anymore. Turquoise isn't open. But yet, in my restaurant, that's where I would see Big Ange, okay? Since I don't live in Brooklyn anymore. I live in Jersey. So I'm not around as much. Mm-hmm. But it made me realize, wow, like, here she had this cancer and she beat it. I almost wish like when, oh, we did see her not too long ago, my friend Anthony LeBate, he had us over for dinner with my parents. And my father loves Big Ange. My father's like, Ange, can I have a picture with you? I'm like, oh, Dad, you know, come on.
He fanned
Don't
out on
bother.
Her.
He's like, all my friends
but
love
it was nice.
You.
It was
but
an
it was
intimate
so cute.
Dinner.
It was
just
an intimate dinner.
Anthony
it was just
and...
us with my friend Anthony and my mom and dad.
And Kim. And
my
boyfriend.
Friend Kim Capone and her boyfriend and Big Ange. And it was so nice because it was just us having dinner. But I was like, wow, I don't think I realized that there was even a thought or a chance that she could pass away.
So did he take a picture? Do you have a picture from
yes,
that night?
Yes, I have
oh,
to post
thank
it.
Thank God you
it's
do.
And I asked my dad, too. He's so cute. He goes, it's on my old phone. You have to get it for me. He's like, and you can print it out. I'm like,
and
oh.
Daddy was so cute. He goes, when you go up to the coffin, just tell her. Just tell her, like, just say your prayer. For, you know, like, just
he
give
loved
her a kiss
her.
For me. Like, he loved her, you know?
My dad was crazy about her. So that's all. It's sad because I guess you kind of, you know, not to take people for granted. I guess I learned
right.
that because
that's what you learned.
When I would see her, hey, how you doing, whatever. But it was almost like, wow, like, I never thought she wouldn't be here. And,
right.
you know, you hear on social
for
media because
time.
You don't see people, but you know what's going on through social media. Oh, she beat cancer. And I was always like, great, pray for her and awesome, she's all better. I just don't think... My heart goes out to all her closest friends and her family because I can't imagine what they're going through because I know the pain that I felt like, oh, my God, I felt such a sadness, such a loss of someone so great that being at that wake and that funeral, I realized, wow, what a I always knew she was a beautiful soul, but to see the love that people had for her and what she did for everyone, she was selfless. And I think that's what we need to all learn from her. And it's a legacy. You know what? When people say she's a legend, you know what? She is. Because for someone from a small town in Brooklyn, Staten Island, to be known around the world, across the country, That's fucking wild.
Okay, so from somebody really selfless and beloved to somebody who all week long has been completely maligned and is considered selfish, only because I have to move this show along. Let's hear about Giudice, because...
Giudice. She went back to Giudice.
Oh my gosh.
I know.
Let me tell you, I grew up with her cousins and they do Gadis. Okay, so everybody has their own
There's
way of pronouncing.
No, that's like geese's Gadis.
I grew up with them.
It was fun. Downtown. It was a
lot
of fun.
Oh, my God.
But
you know what happens to me?
What happens to Teresa?
Okay.
Teresa borrowed my Stella McCartney.
McCartney, Nicole.
What is the deal? Because you know what? All my friends are McCartney. Yes, Stella McCartney. Stella McCartney pants. And we go into the French bistro on the corner. We get a cup of coffee.
No, because production's a pain in the ass at times, okay? They're like, we're not ready. You know,
we have to mic you.
Let's go to the corner. They were shooting. So you didn't just go to her book signing. You went to the shooting of the book signing.
They were filming.
Where was it?
What was the name?
Something Grove Street.
It was the Grove. It was the Grove on Grove Street. Whatever. Okay. We were so excited to go to celebrate the launch of a book. And production's like, I'm like, all I want to do is go in, have a drink, celebrate. I don't really give a shit about these effing mics. But no, they gotta mic you and they're not ready for you. So of course they have to like make you wait. They want everybody else to go in. So I'm like, okay, fine. I'm in this bistro. I'm like, two cups of coffee later. So now I'm like, all right, I just want to go in.
She was so jittery after two cups of coffee. That she must have pulled her pants down so fast.
Yeah, so I'm like, oh wait, I have to pee. I gotta pee. All of a sudden I pull up my pants. Nicole tells me, you know what, Teresa, the zipper's a little stuck, so you don't need to undo the zipper, just pull them up and down.
Yeah, up and down. Slide them up and down.
Oh, no. I go to pull them up. Oh my God, the whole back of the zipper. Splits.
Yeah, so her whole ass is sticking out.
So now, of course, my whole ass is out. Now, of course, these pants are so tight, so you go in commando. Okay?
Commando. So all you see is her crotch.
No one's aware because they're as tight as can be.
And she had no jacket.
So now all you see is... short little Stella McCartney top. Okay, thank you very much, Nicole. All you heard was... I hate you. Also, she's like, stop it. Oh, we had to go in the store on the corner.
No. Everything was closed because now it's 8 o'clock at night.
God.
So all the boutiques are closed. So I bang on the door and it's closed. And I said, please open up. I'll pay you anything. Just please open up. She opens up. I said, you have a sewing kit? She's like, no. I was like, do you have Bobby's safety pins?
Long story short, she pins my pants. She pinned them so tight.
15, and she had little.
Wait, the woman was willing to open the store?
She opened it for us.
But she didn't want to give you pants?
No, I didn't want to.
Rino already said that. This was a boutique. It was a great boutique,
by
the way.
My husband's great. He's like, oh, just buy another outfit.
Teresa was such a snob. She would not take off the Stella McCartney pants.
I had my Valentino shoes on, my Stella McCartney pants, the top to... No, I was not switching my outfit. Not a shot.
The Valentino shoes with the studs?
Yeah.
So guess what? I pinned the whole back. So she had like safety
pins. She pricked my ass. Not the kind of prick I like in my ass. I got pricked 100 times. So now my back.
Teresa, you like to get pricked from behind?
No.
TMI.
No, I don't like that. That's not what I meant. I meant like you pricked me.
I like a prick, not that kind of prick. If it tore that much and it was that many pricks.
It was a lot of pins.
Couldn't you see it?
I put the safety pins on the inside.
She made it really, really tight. Did it look great?
Okay.
Hopefully the cameras won't zoom in on my ass.
So now I'm saying that they probably will.
Nope.
Okay.
So all you heard is, I hate you.
You know what?
Teresa, I'm mic'd. So all you're hearing all night is, I hate you.
But you know what? Exactly. That's what you're going to hear the whole night. I hate you. No. But hopefully they won't spin that one. But anyway, we saw Andy
that night. He's so cute. I have to tell you.
Oh, yeah. Andy was walking out as we were walking. He was so sweet. We took a selfie, which he has. We need to get from him.
He's just so adorable.
Yeah. Nicole, thank
you. How
was
your relationship with him? Did you say to him, what's up? Did you talk business at all, or did you just keep it very social while you were there?
No.
Just, he's so sweet. He just says, I like the two of you so much. He said, we like you too.
I like you now that I'm not filming. We like you now that you're not asking the tough questions. Exactly.
But no, it was good to see him. It was good to see everybody.
Yeah, and Teresa, her book went to number two.
Number two on New York Times bestseller.
New York Times bestseller. So they were celebrating that night.
I don't know how that happened. Well, I'll tell you how that happened. There was a time when you had to sell millions of books to be in the bestsellers list.
Now it's a million, right?
Now it's less than that. I mean, you could sell.
It's not a million anymore?
You could sell
a million.
You could sell $100,000 and be in the bestsellers, because the thing is,
are you kidding me?
Yeah, no one's buying books. If they are, they're buying it. Right. They're buying it online as an audio book, or they're buying it as an e-reader.
That's what Nicole thought you had to sell. So it doesn't have to sell a million books.
There's no number. It's not like a million okay. books and you're on best. No, it doesn't work like that anymore.
Okay.
Yeah. So really, I mean, she could have potentially so let's say there's 50 books out at the same time, and hers by volume made a certain amount of money or sold a certain amount of units. I mean, I know that there was one bookstore, I think on Long Island or somewhere, that they sold out. And I was like, wow, they sold out. But I found out later on they only had 200 copies.
Really?
Oh, okay. So I have to say, it was great seeing her. She looked fabulous.
Hey, listen.
I love her hairdresser. David Antunes. He's like the best.
Artunes. I love him.
He's so friggin'. Oh, and we met his significant other. They're getting married. So
Enrique.
He's got to do my hair, David, by the way.
Yeah, they're an adorable couple.
So cute. So it was great seeing everybody. I have to say, it was
great. And congratulations to her. I mean, hey, listen. However many books she sold, she's number two.
Absolutely.
So I'll be impressed. Wednesday, I want to, you know.
But she looked beautiful.
Don't be impressed yet. Because the thing is, if that could be just an anomaly. If it stays on the bestsellers list another week or two, then you could be impressed. That means it's selling. But a lot of these books, they come out of the gate, you know, really high, because the fans, the people that really love her, buy a book. You're not going to buy a second book once you bought one.
Right.
You know? So
maybe somebody wants to buy one for a gift.
No, that's not going to happen.
Cooper.
It's just not going to happen. I mean, that a lot of these books, Arnold Schwarzenegger is a great example. Right. His book came out and it was like, it did so well the first week.
Well,
and
now
then,
that he's going to be on The Apprentice, I'm sure he's going to be doing,
he's fired. Listen, he's still Arnold Schwarzenegger. His book is historically the worst-selling celebrity book in the history of celebrity books.
Get out of here.
It did really well the first week because all of his fans were like, let's go buy it. Right. And then once those 20 people bought books, it was over. And it was nowhere to be seen. And it ended up being a big flop because what they paid him, they never recouped their money.
Well, I have the book, and I'm going to read it. I seriously have not stopped
this whole
week.
I have it next to my nightstand. No, we haven't stopped.
Been home in practically, like, we've been home, like, to sleep. We have not stopped this past week.
I can't wait to read it, because I heard what mentions in it, too. It's next to my nightstand.
In a very positive aspect. Yeah.
Wow.
So, yeah.
So, see, Cooper, you should read it, Cooper.
Because she speaks very nicely.
I'll read one of your copies. I'm not
going to
go buy her book.
I'll give you my copy.
So I have to say,
I'm surprised it did as well as it did, because I have to say that a lot of the hate on Twitter and Facebook and all the articles about her have all been very, like, people are waiting for the contrition. They're waiting for her to say, I learned a lesson. I did a terrible thing. I'm a horrible person. She didn't say any of that.
But she did.
I'm going to read the book and I'm going to talk about it next week.
Okay, read the book and
tell me. I'm going to read the book this week because I have a little bit more time.
333, make a wish, everybody.
And it was good.
Even though you'll be hearing this tonight and tomorrow.
Thank you, Paris Hilton. She loves to do that. She's always like, it's 11:11, make a wish.
No, that's my number. Don't say that. 11:11 is my number. So it was good seeing her and Joe. And
it was the first time I saw Melissa and Joe.
They were, I have to say, it was really nice seeing them.
Was everybody really friendly with each other and nice, or was it weird?
You know what?
Hey, listen.
Vicky, the new housewife, and what's the other one?
The lesbian couple?
Oh, they're very nice.
I love you.
Like them a lot. And
what's her name?
Karen's friend. Oh, come on. I'm drawing a blank now. Very nice.
We haven't stopped since this morning.
Everyone was very nice. I have to tell you, the only one who just... What?
Who?
I could honestly say it. I mean... I don't know why. I have to tell you something.
Since we're being honest here.
I'm being honest.
Who are we
talking
about?
Teresa and Joe, amazing to see. Melissa and Joe Gorga, very friendly, very amicable. I got to tell you, Jacqueline had such a fotch on her face. It's like, again,
again, like, what is the point? Like,
that's what Nicole and I was saying. Why don't people smile? Just be friendly?
Can you just be nice? You know,
show the love.
Show the love. Share the love. Like, I went over, like, oh, I didn't get to say hello, but hello and goodbye. Like, very nice. Like, Jacqueline, don't be a fuck. I filmed with you. I know you. You know what I'm saying? Like, give me a break. Don't. Like, say
we're
hello.
Happy
like,
for
there
everybody.
Are bigger
we
fish
really
to fry
are, right?
in this world. You know what I'm saying? And I, seriously, all what's going on in her world and whatever, being nice to people.
What is
smile.
Her problem? What was she pissed about?
She had a fotch on her face that if I did not go over and say hello to her, she probably would not
yeah,
even
she
come
probably
over
would not have said hello
and
to
said
us.
Hello. And I say to myself, really, I don't know what it is. If it's.
You know what I realized, though?
In
people
life.
People who really are friendly. They look so much prettier.
Mm-hmm.
Because
they really
you
are.
She could have yeah. looked
you
a lot prettier.
Like it made her look very ugly,
see
actually.
Some people, like, they're not the prettiest, but yet their energy is so beautiful.
Yes.
And it makes them beautiful.
Right.
That's where I think, like, I'm at today. It's like, you know what? Everybody, like, be a light, shine. Don't get me wrong. Of course, if somebody's nasty, then you, like, effing put them six.
But that's what I'm saying. So it was so nice to see everybody. Everybody was so nice.
But Nicole,
and friendly.
Is it personal? Did you guys have an issue with her, or do you think she's just in a bad mood? And she just wears that, and she doesn't know how to be happy. Like,
well,
what's her
I'm
going to
tell you what I think it is when we were on the show and we were having that little problem with Teresa. Jacqueline was a pig in mud, and now all of a sudden I got close with Teresa, and I don't think maybe she didn't like it that much. I don't know, but. She wants to be all happy. She wants to be all close. Everything's supposedly, quote unquote, fine with them.
Right.
So as long as she's getting along, I think it's okay. But I don't know. I never did anything to her. Like I said, I get along with everyone.
Oh, and I
until
like
you
Dolores.
Do something my, that
yeah.
proves
yeah.
me wrong.
Right.
Yes, Dolores is a
Dolores
sweetheart.
Was
she's
great.
One of the new housewives.
She's Teresa's friend, and she's. My friend Karnes is very good friends, so I like her.
So
I like
it was
her.
Nice
but it's also just a
everybody.
Small circle with you guys. That's why I don't understand why Jacqueline wouldn't like try to be just a little bit friendly because
yeah,
you
Nicole
guys all know the
not,
same people. It's
hey,
not like
I call
it's not
a
like you guys.
Spade a spade.
You
right. Nicole.
I'm not a
you're
phony.
You're not a phony. Nicole says it the way it is.
Right.
Exactly.
Say it the way it is,
and it's true. Like when you right.
And I have to say, Jacqueline, you would look a lot prettier if. You maybe smiled and was nice. You know, don't be a phony. Don't just smile.
Hold on a second. Maybe she has too many, like, fillers. Like, she can't move her face or
I don't know.
I know exactly.
Maybe, saying. Yeah, maybe she was smiling.
I don't know. Maybe she was smiling and we couldn't tell. Maybe it was like, I don't know. It's like, come on, everybody.
I think I remember maybe something.
Nicole.
But I thought she got over that. That was a few months ago with Dina. That's why.
What
why?
Happened?
I think
what
it
happened?
Had to do with Dina that time. I don't
what
know.
Happened with Dina?
Aren't they all nicey-nice
yeah,
now?
Yeah, I think everyone's nicey-nice. I'm not going to bring that
hey,
up.
Hey, listen.
Yeah.
I hope.
It was a
we
tweet
shall see.
Or a text. Yeah, Jacqueline had a... Yeah, she was known to do that. Like, if you ever text her or said something privately, she gets, like, into, like, a, what, a hiffy, tiffy fit or whatever.
A little tizzy.
A little tizzy. And she'll all of a sudden, she'll
Nicole's
copy
funny.
It.
She's on a roll
and,
today.
Hey, listen, I'm not a phony bastard.
It was
that's
that Brooklyn. Being in Brooklyn
what?
Today.
You know
that was
what?
It.
Being my Brooklyn girls today.
I miss it.
I miss my Brooklyn girls. All my Brooklyn girls who I saw the last 2 days.
Shout out. We love you.
Shout out to all of you. I love you. You know why? You're real girls.
Nicole said that as
you're
we were leaving.
Real girls.
We said that's loyalty. Our old time.
That's
we
loyalty.
Haven't seen that.
I love it. You know why? Because only at a Brooklyn funeral when someone tells my girlfriend I
oh,
think,
listen
the, first,
to this, how
I think
funny.
The first three rows should be family. I think you should move back. And my friend, I'm not going to say the name, looks at the girl and says, who made you the fucking funeral director? Like, that's Brooklyn. That is Brooklyn. So,
then,
you know what?
And then my girlfriend Andrea said last night somebody got thrown out of the funeral, out of the wake, because some girl walked over and nobody was friends with her anymore. And it
so
was
she
disrespectful.
She told the security guard,
she told the security guard, get her the fucking out
they
of here.
They did
what?
Shots yesterday.
They did
as
shots
they
of tequila.
Because Big Ange loved tequila. Silver Patron, that was a favorite. So they all
you
did a shot
is?
Last
oh,
night.
Really
those
sweet.
Are girls. But, yeah. Come on.
And you know what it is? I think living in Jersey, you're kind of out of the Brooklyn scene. I'm so happy that we still have it with my restaurant, having Ponte Vecchio in Brooklyn. So we're still back and we're still there, you know, more so than not being there because we don't live there anymore. But I said, I never realized. That's what I realized. Seeing these girls, and it's so funny from Mob Wives, like Renee,
like we, Renee Graziano, we used to go to the Hamptons with her, you know?
Wow.
And Carla, we used to go like jet skiing with all the guys. We were all, we used to run in the same circles. We know the same guys. And we would, you know, it's like, I guess you forget, like, oh my gosh, like you just reminisce about your childhood, like your teens and your, you know, your early 20s. And you're like, we had a damn good time,
right,
you know?
Right.
But it's true. You're more real. Like you see these people, they either love you or they're like, basically like, go F yourself. Like, I'm not going to deal with you.
But when not they, a phony. But not like Brooklyn one day girls, they like you,
Brooklyn
one day
girls,
they don't.
When they love you, not, they love you. When they don't, you don't. But don't cross them. And that's what I love about it. And I think that's why you're kind of feeling a little bit like bringing up about Teresa's launch. It was such a fun night. There were great people there. There was the woman from even like People Magazine, a sweetheart, seeing, you know, well, you know, everyone from Bravo was awesome. Well, the producers and everyone. But I think you seeing Jacqueline after being around such loyal, real people, say you were kind of like,
how do you not pass? How do, when I walk into a room and everyone's there, right, do you not even make an attempt to say hello? Like,
I think some people just aren't.
Get the stick out of your ass.
I think some people just don't have manners. They're just not cultured. They just have a small, very little mind.
Right. That's, and it's rude at that point because it's somebody else's event. You're making it about you once again. It's like it has to be about you and your drama and all that bullshit. Like, can't you just put that aside for 2 seconds? You know, this isn't the show. You're not on camera. I mean, you are, but you're not really on camera.
But we're really not. It was more for her.
Exactly. It was more for her. Right. Exactly. It's just a bunch of bullshit.
Exactly. But it was fun. It was a great night. We had a great time. What else?
Speaking of a bunch of bullshit,
tell me.
We have to talk about this Kesha thing,
yes!
Because here's what's fascinating.
What?
Wait till you hear this. So, you know, the whole thing that went down with Kesha, just in a nutshell, in case you missed it, she was suing Sony.
Yes.
And her producer, Dr. Luke, because she's in a 10-album contract with them. And she claims that while she was producing and working with Dr. Luke, putting out her first album, which we haven't heard from her in 2013, he sexually abused her. He drugged her, raped her, that kind of thing. That's what she
right.
alleges. So as a result, she wants out of her Sony contract. She doesn't want to work with him anymore because she's also signed to his record deal. So it's not just that she's signed to Sony. She's also signed to, I forget the name of his label, but whatever it is.
Okay.
So the judge, female judge, decided she found that she has to stay with Sony. She's got to make the last 7 albums that she owes them.
Ooh.
And that she basically is going to have to work with Dr. Luke. She's going to be stuck working with him, with this guy who allegedly abused her. So all these pop stars, all these female pop stars came out and have been tweeting for days about this. Demi Lovato, Taylor Swift gave her $250,000 because she has no money for her attorney. Ariana Grande, Lorde, Lady Gaga, everyone has come out on her behalf to support her, which makes me think that obviously he is kind of a pig because they've all worked with him. You know, Kelly Clarkson came out and said, if you can't say anything nice, don't say anything at all. And here's me not saying anything at all. So Kelly Clarkson, she gets involved with nothing. She's so vanilla. But yet she came out and said something sort of negative. About a year ago, Lady Gaga was on Howard Stern talking about how she was sexually abused by a big producer. She wouldn't say who. And we know that she worked with Dr. Luke. That was the implication. That's who it was. So there's all this stuff that, you know, it seems like this did happen. So I'm writing an article about this for SheKnows.com. You know, I write for them.
Yes.
And so today I decided to interview people in the music industry, people at Universal, people at Sony, people at 550, like, you know, all the major labels, to see kind of what the people in the industry are saying and thinking. And I was looking for the angle of, there's so many men making decisions and she's this young girl and she's in this vulnerable position, and is that what happened? No, I found the opposite. Everybody in the music industry thinks that Kesha is a liar. They think that she just wanted out of her contract. They don't believe it. They went through a whole list of all different other women that tried to get out of contracts, that young pop stars signed terrible deals.
Oh, no.
That she used, the woman I spoke to today as when you guys came in, was telling me that she had signed Gwen Stefani. She was one of the people involved with signing Gwen Stefani. And that Gwen Stefani had such a shitty deal. What they do is they put her name as a producer on other people's albums, even though she doesn't do anything. It's just her name, so she can recoup some of her money.
Really?
Because
how
she signed such
that?
A bad deal. Yeah, they all sign these terrible... They sound like these 10-album deals just to make a dime.
What do you feel? I mean, kind of hearing both sides of the story.
I'm not in the music industry on that end. I just know that from the radio perspective, I've interviewed Demi Lovato, I've interviewed Taylor Swift, I've interviewed Katy Perry, I've interviewed all of them.
Right.
And when they come into my studio, they come in with eight men, with all their A&R guys and all their producers,
right,
and everyone
right.
is a guy. So I said to this woman in the music industry, like, what about that? And she said, well, you just didn't meet the right people, because, you know, at Atlantic Records, it's wow. four women who are in charge of the A&R.
Wow.
You know, you worked with people who happen to be the men in the industry.
The men.
But, you know, it's just, it's not that it's sexist. It's the fact that, except for Linda Perry, name me one female producer who does pop music who's really good. There's no interest. Women are not interested in getting involved in that part of the industry. We're not keeping them out.
It's just right. something so serious. Like, if that truly did happen, how her rights would just, like,
violated?
Yeah, like, if she was really violated like that and she has to work with this person, that's pretty sad.
Yeah, the fact that she's stuck working with him. Whether it happened or not, the whole thing is very uncomfortable now, because she has sued him now and alleged all this stuff about him, and now she's going to be stuck working with him.
Oh.
How long ago did they say it happened? How old was she?
Young. I mean, I think she was underage when she started the whole thing. So I think, you know, this whole thing happened when she was like 17, 18. I mean, you know, how old is she now? She's not even 25.
I was going to say, like, no proof, like, no diary, like a journal maybe that she wrote in.
No.
Nothing? Hey, listen, I know someone who was sexually abused by her cousin, and the proof that they had was she wrote in a journal, and
about
the mother
it.
Found it. Yeah.
Really?
Well, and this went on for 7 years.
Did he get arrested?
I think she did.
He got arrested, and he's out now.
That's a good question. I don't know what proof she had. I mean, I'm guessing she told people at the time. I mean, her mother has come out and said that Dr. Luke at some point had said to her, I mean, Kesha was always teeny tiny.
Yeah.
Dr. Luke came and said to her, you're so fat, you look like a truck. You need to lose 15 pounds or 10 pounds. And it caused her to have an eating disorder and bulimia, and she went into rehab. And the mother...
He's
lays
abusive.
All that
I don't
on
like
his
him.
Right.
Yeah. Just by hearing
hey,
that.
Hey, I think for all those girls to stick behind her, there has to be some kind of truth.
There has to be some truth to
I
it.
I know. I mean,
definitely.
Ariana Grande, Selena Gomez, they
absolutely.
All came out on her side.
Right. Which means that, right, if something didn't happen, maybe they were approached. So I'm behind Kesha.
Yeah, so the whole thing's interesting, and I think it's fascinating that the people in the music industry, their stance is Kesha's a liar.
Oh.
Which I think is fascinating.
That
because
is fascinating.
I can't imagine that you would say that about somebody who, you know, potentially was sexually abused for a long
well,
time.
Well, maybe the people who are saying that in the music industry are making money off this person.
No, I spoke to somebody at another label.
No, another label.
Yeah, I spoke to somebody at a different label.
I'm going to have to look into this.
Look into
I won't pass judgment, because Teresa tends to do that, as everybody knows right away.
Well, I have other interviews coming up later in the day, and then my article will be on SheKnows.com, hopefully by the time our podcast.
So everybody listen to it. Read it.
It'll be, I'll put it on our Facebook page on Girls
cool.
in Heels and,
yeah.
and that kind of thing.
And we have
thing,
so much more to talk about, but unfortunately, our time is up.
Yeah.
Can't believe this. This
Wait,
was
keep
so
talking
much...
about our time being up, because I got to find our out music.
And I had so much we didn't talk about going to the Met this weekend.
Yeah. So we'll talk about it next
to
week.
Angelo's and Pantavecchio's.
Exactly.
All right. So we got a lot to talk about next week. Thank you so much for listening. Thank you for spreading the word about us. Our podcast is the most downloaded podcast.
Keep it up, everybody. Uh-huh. Spread the word.
Spread the word, everybody. Follow us on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook. Teresa, Nicole, and I back next week with another exciting episode of Girls in Heels. Thank you for downloading.
Thank you. Ciao for now. Have a great day, everybody.